Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Shraddha Sharma and you're listening to Coronavirus Essential. We all are desperately waiting for the situation to get better, not only in India, but globally. But meanwhile, I get you information that is required on the coronavirus pandemic from all around the world. Let's first get update from India. Today is the 14th day of India's 21-day lockdown and the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have crossed 4,400. It now stands at 4,421. And the Union Health Ministry has confirmed that 114 people have died due to the disease. We also know that 354 cases were added since Monday. As we know, Health Ministry Joint Secretary Lav Agarwal does a daily briefing and he said that no decision has been taken on extending the lockdown as yet, so avoid any type of speculation on this. This was in response to a question that was asked by the media person present there, and there was a lot of questions about government adopting a strategy for breaking down the lockdown in a way that it is not lifted all at once. So to that, the secretary has said that do not speculate. And government has been adopting a strategy for cluster containment and for outbreaks that are amenable to management. And it has been producing positive result is what Lav Agarwal has also said. And in terms of railway, converting coaches into isolation wards, a brief was given on that. And PM Modi, through video conferences, has been, you know, requesting social distancing and proactively, you know, official have been carrying out contact tracing as well. What we also know is that the ministry has designated three types of facilities for dealing with coronavirus. One will be for asymptomatic or suspected cases. Then other will be for the people with mild symptoms. And the third type will be patients with severe symptoms that needs maximum or intensive care. Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot, meanwhile, has said that he favors a phased withdrawal of the lockdown, saying it cannot be done immediately. Also, reports are suggesting, there was a report by the Indian Express that said over one third of the coronavirus cases in India are from the 31 districts that receive the highest number of migrants. So there was a reason that this lockdown was carried on, because even domestic movement and travel might spread the virus. And, multiple state governments and experts are also requesting the center to extend the nationwide lockdown. This is as per various sources. And the center is also thinking in this direction, is what sources have confirmed. But no such communication has come from the ministry itself yet. Let's talk about Mumbai. FIR has been registered against 150 people of the Nizamuddin congregation at the Azad Maidan police station, basically for violating quarantine orders under the IPC and the government's official preventive order. Also, Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray has said that no fake videos whatsoever should be forwarded, not even for fun's sake, and all precautions should be taken while forwarding such information, because action can be taken against you. Meanwhile, instant messaging platform WhatsApp has said that it will limit forwarding of messages to only one chat at a time. The company has said that this is being done to stop the spread of miscommunication. Let's come to Delhi. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said that 5T plan will be carried out to contain the pandemic. It includes testing, tracing, treatment, teamwork and tracking. We also spoke about Kerala yesterday, that has implemented walk-in kiosk in the style of South Korea to increase the number of tests being done and to expand the testing to asymptomatic patients as well. Meanwhile, Supreme Court has disposed of a plea that was filed by a Congress member of parliament from Kerala seeking directions to Karnataka government to open the Karnataka and Kerala border, basically to allow movement of ambulance and other emergency vehicles and essential services. There was also a very grim report coming from Mumbai again that two new cases have been confirmed in Dharavi, and Dharavi is being feared because the cases that were confirmed previously, now a lot of officials have been put on duty for contact tracing, because now the total tally in the Dharavi area, which was the India's largest slum, has reached 7. And also a Ministry of External Affairs major announcement has come today, that is in view of the humanitarian aspect of COVID-19 pandemic, that India has decided that India will license paracetamol and hydroxychloroquine in appropriate quantities to all neighboring countries which are dependent on these medicines. Today, Trump had yesterday said that India could face retaliation for its decision to ban exports of medicine, including this anti-malaria drug called hydroxychloroquine. So I will get you more information regarding this anti-malaria drug and the ministry order taken on this. Let's first come to the number of tests that were done in India. So the ministry has confirmed over 12,000 tests were done in the last 24 hours. All right, let's move to some of the global updates. There has been over 13.5 lakh confirmed cases of COVID-19. At least 74,000 people have died so far, and US remains the highest number of confirmed cases in terms of, the number of total reported cases, followed by Spain, Italy, Germany, and France. We are also seeing the outbreak is having a major impact on global economy and stock markets. Let me give you background in terms of number of cases that we have so far from these countries. United Nations have over 367,500 cases. This includes all the recovery and deaths. Spain has over 1,36,000 cases. Italy over 1,32,000 cases. Germany over 1,03,000 cases. Now France has over 98,000 cases, and China is left at 82,000. Iran over 60,000. UK over 50,000. Turkey over 30,000, and now Switzerland also has over 21,000 cases. A lot of countries are showing daily increase. It includes Indonesia that recorded the biggest daily increase. So let's come to a little bit of the information that we have now got, that Miss England 2019 will hang up her crown to go to her duty as a doctor and help the medical staff at this time. Before that, Ireland PM Leo Varadkar also said that he will practice medicine once a week to help the professionals. Constant updates are coming from US Navy as well, that has also recorded a few positive cases. Spain, meanwhile, has become the first country in Europe to roll out a universal basic income. If you talk about South Korea, 51 people who were tested positive previously and had recovered have tested positive again. So that's not good news. We need to get more details on that. Meanwhile, as China has been lifting its lockdown, tourist sites are now seeing a lot of crowd and they are looking packed. Although experts have said that this is high risk and it's not safe. Meanwhile, Australia is recording lesser cases and looks like it might soon be flattening the curve. Japan has declared a 1-month state emergency for the capital Tokyo and 6 other places. Dubai, the commercial hub of UAE, has extended the closure of commercial activities until April 18. Mainland China, as I said, have reported no death for the first time since the pandemic began. Also, the drop in new number of cases, but experts have suggested that the citizens take precaution. Finland has extended and tightened borders until May 13 to reduce commute across Swedish and Norwegian borders. Philippines has also extended its lockdown and home quarantine measures until the end of April. Saudi Arabia has placed its capital Riyadh and other big cities under a 24-hour curfew. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in Pakistan have crossed 4,000 as per official numbers coming from media reports of the country. Punjab province there is looking like the worst affected, accounting for half of the cases in the country so far. Also, information came that there is no change in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's condition. Reuters has quoted sources saying that we know that Johnson was taken into the ICU yesterday after deteriorating in his coronavirus symptoms and health. And Downing Street has said that as a precautionary measure, this has been done. Now let's come to some of the other updates. Google has collected data on mobility to know how much people have stopped moving across the world and in India during this lockdown period. And data is suggesting that since the lockdown was imposed, India has seen a 77% drop in public mobility, and especially to places like, you know, restaurants, cafes, shopping centers, parks, museum, etc. And if we compare it to period between January 3rd to February 6th. If we talk about, you know, some of the digital pastimes that we have right now during the lockdown, that is free Netflix, a cheap internet or an unemployment allowance. But these are some of the tricks that criminals are now using to break into phones and steal data. Cyber crimes are recording a huge jump as more people are now turning to the internet during this lockdown period. Maharashtra alone has witnessed an increase in such cases by 25% in the last 2 weeks. India's unemployment rate has now hit 23.4%, which has seen a sharp spike after mid-March. Predominantly because of the lockdown and the coronavirus pandemic. Most of it has to do with that. Initial estimates of job data show that the coronavirus pandemic could have caused unemployment to rise to this percentage. The Center for Monitoring Indian Economy has also said that. Also, you need to visit the Money Control website to get interesting takes on other aspects of the pandemic as well. New York Times has said that when will be a good time to reopen the nation and how will be a good time to reopen the nation. There's some take that the article has mentioned. Some cities or states will recover sooner than the other. That's a fact. A robust system of contact tracing and isolation is the only thing that can prevent an outbreak and resulting a lockdown from recurring. A state would need to basically be sure that, you know, test has been done for every single person who might have been infected and results are being out in timely manner. That would be the only way to basically achieve the next level. And there must be sustained reduction in cases for at least 14 days to know that the curve is flattening basically. And if, you know, testing for antibodies will tell us how many people in a community have already been infected, you know, as opposed to the currently infected that are the reported numbers. So we have an information about the future immunity as well. Now let's come to Chhattisgarh. That government is taking cues from Karnataka. So in a bid to prevent the spread of coronavirus in Chhattisgarh, the district police authorities have developed a mobile application in collaboration with a startup that is based out of Noida, basically to monitor home quarantine. And this is, as I said, taking cues from Karnataka. They had done it earlier. The authorities has asked the person to post a selfie every hour on the app, according to reports. Now let's come to one of the biggest updates today. That is one drug that is being discussed globally, and US had said that there'll be retaliation in case India doesn't lift its restrictions. That has to do with the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine. And US President Trump on 6th April had requested India to ease these exports restrictions, basically. It included other medicines as well, paracetamol and retaliation. The issue, as it seems, has the potential to become political also. But India has now taken a step in that front. Trump had basically called this anti-malaria drug a game changer. And previous studies had found that the drug can also cause heart damage and toxicity if taken in higher dosage. But As a goodwill gesture, pharma companies have started donating this drug in large amounts to the government, although trials are underway to test its wide effectiveness, is what Vishwanath Pillai on the Money Control website writes. But so far, it has been shown to be effective in COVID-19 patients, and that's why US was requesting its restrictions to be removed. So for more such articles, do visit the Money Control website. Look at our live coverage on the COVID-19 pandemic. You can also tune in to our other podcast series. And if you have more suggestions for us, do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Don't forget to stay logged on for more news, views and other updates.